proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. So now, let's dig into this lesson. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thus begins the grand and majestic Psalm 91, whose authorship is attributed to Moses, as he described the presence of God in the tabernacle. The Hebrew word translated as dwelleth is yoshev. Yoshev literally means to sit, but it also means dwell, since we sit in our houses that we dwell or live in. Before Israel became a nation, on May 14, 1948, thousands of Jewish immigrants arrived, forming communities known as HaYeshuv, or literally, the settlement, from the same Hebrew root. So we see the idea of settling down to live permanently. This Hebrew root is also in the word yeshiva, which is a Jewish school that focuses on the study of traditional religious texts, primarily the Talmud and the Torah. So, in Psalm 91, the dwelling is a permanent place to live and to learn. This verse is a great example of the parallelism in Hebrew poetry, which is easily defined as balanced repetition. Often, the parallelism is evident even in the translation, as is in the case in Psalm 91, verse 1. The second part of the idea of this verse begins with the phrase, shall abide. The English abide is translated from the Hebrew word yitlonan. The Hebrew root is lin, from which we derive the word malon, a hotel, in Hebrew. So we see the parallel ideas of dwelling or abiding. The next part of this verse is a little bit harder to comprehend. What is the secret place of the Most High? Well, the parallelism defines it as under the shadow of the Almighty. This is from the Hebrew words Betzel Shaddai, literally in the shadow of Shaddai. Shaddai is one of God's names and occurs 62 times in the Tanakh, with 48 of those being translated as Almighty in the King James. The word sal means shadow, and the theological workbook of the Old Testament says, in a positive sense, shadow conveys the idea of shade, protection, and defense. Shade, even that of a boulder, gives some relief from the heat of the day. God is the shade or the source of protection for his people. For example, in Psalm 121, verse 5, it reads, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Therefore, the writer prays that God may hide him under the shadow of his wings. Another aspect of the shadow of the Almighty is found in the pillar of cloud mentioned in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 21, that Israel followed out of Egypt, provided them both shade from the sun and protection from the Egyptians. Looking back at the beginning of Psalm 91, we read of the secret place. Let's look a little closer at this now. The phrase in the secret is translated betseter. The word seter means to hide, and this root is found in Queen Esther's Persian name, Esther. Remember that Mordecai commanded her to keep her Jewish identity hidden. In other words, her identity was in a secret place, and though not mentioned by name, she was under God's shadow of protection. Putting it all together, it seems to me that the secret place with God is the place of God's protection and leading, the place of fellowship with him and resting in his will for our life. We can live in the secret place with God. We can rest completely in God's will for our lives. As others have gone before us, we are taught by example that the path of the secret place with God is through the Word of God and in prayer. May we desire to follow their path to the secret place in our own lives. Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people at our website at ibjm.org. And before we go, I just want to say thank you to our listeners. Perhaps you are a regular listener to the Everlasting Nation, or maybe this is your first time. Regardless, we are thankful to you for listening today. And also, we want to extend our thanks to each radio station and media outlet that airs this program, The Everlasting Nation. We encourage our listeners to write a note of thanks to the station for airing this program. Remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM. And as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.